This Mark Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
Welcome to the Smart Start Money Podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. Are you currently getting an annual performance review at work? Do you feel like they're a waste of time and often don't really represent your entire year's worth of work? Today, I'm going to discuss the truth about performance reviews and provide 10 reasons why they are a waste of time. Today's podcast is something that most people are all too familiar with if you work in a corporate job environment, as the annual performance reviews. And yearly reviews have never made any sense to me, and they shouldn't make sense to anyone else that gets one each year from their employer. The reason for this is taking an entire year of how someone performed on a job, it's not only challenging to do, but it's also not realistic to say someone had a good or bad performance for an entire year. Waiting an entire year to evaluate someone's job performance and talk about something they may have done 6 or 8 months ago, it really does no good. The truth is, feedback is always much better immediately and not having to wait long periods of time. The truth is that performance reviews, that they're simply a waste of time and resources. They often, they're done on an annual basis quite often, and sometimes also referred to as performance appraisals. And these employee reviews are many times the basis for advancement or a salary increase. And many companies like to describe them as something good for both the employee and employer. However, performance reviews are typically not any good at truly improving employee performance. The reason businesses like to use them is for power and control of the people they review. Now, performance reviews, they're just simply a waste of time and not accurate, like I said. And today I'm going to provide 10 reasons on why they are a waste of time. And number one on my list here is reviews, they just take a lot of time and money. Workers having to put together goals for the year and the managers that are required to review them, it simply just wastes time. I've had a few different employers in my lifetime personally that liked to use yearly performance reviews, and it always took a few hours at the beginning of the year to set up these goals for the year and discuss them with a manager. At the end of the year, the review time then consumed a few more hours, and this is in addition to making changes and updates throughout the year and meeting with a manager on the progress. So for performance reviews, generally, there's just a lot of time and money wasted on them. Now, number two on my list of why performance reviews are a waste of time and not accurate is performance should not be measured by just one person. And this is one that I particularly had a problem with the companies I had performance reviews with, is most companies will have a manager conduct the review. Now, when you think about it, how can one person measure the success or failure of an employee that might work with many other people? Shouldn't an employee's performance be measured on how well they also work with others and how other people may perceive their performance? And this would certainly be a more accurate measure of how someone may be performing on the job. I know personally for me, the positions I've held in the corporate world, I've had to deal with many, many different people on a customer service level. So it would be very hard for one person to know my actual performance when I don't really deal with that person from day to day. Number three on my list here, why performance reviews are a waste of time and not accurate, is the purpose of a performance review is not always clear. Now, although most people would be under the impression that a performance review is for pay increases, the truth is, a positive review won't really matter a lot of times when it comes to getting paid more. The review may be the basis of a salary increase, but it may also be used to build a case against someone to eventually terminate them. So in this case here is what happens is these days it can be a lot more difficult. A lot of times is what people say is it can be difficult to hire good people and much more difficult to fire bad people. And this is a case in today's corporate world, especially with a lot of the litigation that goes on. So a lot of times the purpose of a performance review can actually be to build a case against a bad employee that a company is trying to get rid of. And this is one way companies will use them. It's not only for the basis of a salary increase. So if a company is looking for a reason to get rid of you or get rid of someone, the performance review cycle is one way that they can do this. And this is why many times companies, you know, they can fire you or get rid of you for just about any reason. They can find a reason. And this is in most states that are, you know, they're not the right to work type states where an employer can get rid of you at any time. So let's say an employer doesn't like your sexual preference or your cultural background. They can certainly, although this would be illegal, they can certainly find ways to get rid of you. And a performance review is one of these ways. They're very subjective, and an employer can give a bad performance review to build a case to get rid of somebody. Now, number four on the list of reasons why performance reviews are a waste of time is performance reviews are many times set up for some type of failure. And this comes back to the reasons why many employers use them is when it does come time to an increasing an employee's pay, there has to be a way to justify an increase. And this will often depend on a company's budget, which may already be set up for the following year at review time. Now, if there's not much money in the budget for a worker's pay increase, then there has to be a way for them to justify why they are not getting, why that person that's getting the review is not getting much of a raise or any raise at all. And performance reviews are designed to be subjective by the person conducting the review. They were not invented to benefit the employee, and they can be used to control a budget. So let's say that the budget is made for the following year, and then, you know, the year goes by and all these employees get reviews and they know they do not have it in the budget to give people a raise, even though certain people may have deserve it and worked three times as much as others or brought in more sales or whatever else. They can use the performance review to justify not giving a raise because, as I said, the performance reviews are very subjective a lot of times. Number five on the list of why performance reviews are a waste of time is a disconnected direct report or manager may conduct your performance review. Now, it is possible that you might have a direct report you never see, and this is the person that will be doing your review when the time comes. Now, think about this for a minute. The person that's going to be doing your review is not there day to day. They don't see what you do. They don't see how you work. They're probably getting it as secondhand information from somebody else. So how can this be an accurate measure of your overall performance when it is done by someone that is never around to observe what really goes on? This issue of an absent manager conducting a review occurs more often than people might believe. And I've had this occur several times in my working time in the corporate world. I would either never see or hear from my direct report for weeks at a time. They would be traveling for business or be out of the office. And how can this person know what happens and how I perform on a job if they're never around? You know, an accurate performance review conducted by someone that is never around to observe your work, it's just not something that is possible. Number six on the list of why performance reviews are a waste of time is politics make truthful conversations at review time not possible. There's just never any way to completely eliminate politics at work, and this is especially the case in larger corporate environments. When it comes to employee reviews, politics can make some conversations unavailable. And either a worker or manager may be reluctant to truly put everything out on the table for discussion due to the politics. And if you work in a big corporate environment, you are certainly aware of this. You need to watch what you say, what you question. And that is why a lot of times these reviews, they're just not completely truthful. Number 7 on the list of why performance reviews are a waste of time is there is no proof that performance reviews truly motivate people. They may just do the complete opposite. So if performance goals are set too high or unrealistic, an employee may just do enough work to stay employed. Performance reviews are likely more of a demotivator rather than a motivator in many instances. Number 8 on the list of why performance reviews are a waste of time is terrible managers may be in charge of conducting reviews. Now, not all people in a management position are certainly qualified to be giving to be given the title. And the truth is that there are many unqualified people in management positions at different businesses and companies. Having a person that does not have the training to conduct a good performance review is very possible. In addition, there is always the possibility that a manager may not care for certain employees. This could easily result in less liked employees receiving an undesirable performance review. So the thing you have to realize here, and I'm sure anyone listening to this podcast does, is horrible bosses do exist in the workplace. And if you go to smartstartmoney.com, there is an article on there of identifying toxic work environments, if that's something you want to take a look at. And I highly recommend if you take a look at that article on toxic work environments, if all 10 of those are on the list of the place that you work, you need to start looking for another job because it's eventually going to affect your health and well-being. Now, the other thing you have to realize with many managers is, you know, all of them are not good. And a lot of them, they're just managers. They're not leaders in any way. There is a big difference between someone that manages and someone that leads. And the big difference is a leader is often a motivator and a person that inspires, where a manager is, that's what they do. They manage. They make sure the work gets done. Number 9 on the list here of reasons why performance reviews are a waste of time is they do not often reflect day-to-day job challenges and accomplishments. Because reviews are most often done semi-annual or annual, they do not show what people do, you know, day-to-day many times. They only take performance as most recently seen in many cases. A true measure of daily performance is not easily configured into a review. So taking an entire year of someone's work, it's just a challenge to do. And especially if you have a manager that's disconnected and never around. Number 10 on the list is having performance reviews is simply a form of control for employers. Companies that use an archaic annual or semi-annual review for employees is only really using them to dominate their workers. They send a message that any pay increases will be dependent on a performance review, and it sends a message that the manager or person conducting the review will be the deciding factor in any advancement in pay. So the performance reviews, they're really used to the employer's advantage. They're not used for an employee's advantage to, you know, if you've done a good job and to recognize that and to get a, you know, give a person a pay raise or a promotion. They're used simply as a form of control for employers. Control, you control the budget, you control what you can pay people, you can control what people you want to get rid of. They're a form of control. Now performance reviews, they do still appear to be the standard method in which many companies use to look at how well employees perform on the job. I believe many employers truly know that annual or semi-annual reviews are an outdated form of looking at how their employees are doing on the job. Employers just choose to still use them because it's a good way to control a company's budget and, like I said, its employees. There's just too much information available that shows performance reviews, you know, they do not likely inspire employees to perform better on the job. And a Gallup poll showed this with only 14% of the people surveyed stating that a performance review actually made them want to improve their work. So when you take a look at a poll where they, you know, they polled people on how, you know, a performance review makes them want to work better, only 14% surveyed said that it actually makes them want to improve their work. Now, you combine this with managers not qualified to give reviews and the likelihood of open conversations truly taking place in a review not occurring due to politics. It just makes no sense to conduct performance reviews. They're just simply a waste of time, money, and resources to really see how workers are doing on the job. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money podcast. If you like this podcast, go ahead and please subscribe. I always like to hear from any listeners. Let me know your thoughts on workplace performance reviews. You can visit my website at smartstartmoney.com and look for the contact page, or send me an email directly at eric@smartstartmoney.com. Join me on the next podcast as I discuss online college degrees. Getting an online education seems to be growing in popularity, but is it worth the investment?